get your toads ready, your sunglasses on, and... What kind of line is that? Throughout the year 2020, many people were shocked and confused by the various music videos released by The Weeknd. We're going to cover all that tonight, so get your sunglasses out, your driving gloves on, kick it into fifth gear. We're talking about After Hours here on In My Own Words. Welcome to 2021, everybody. This is the first official In My Own Words episode of the year. We've had several quick words. And a quick note, if you are following me on Instagram, you will know that I have a big announcement coming up, and it's very big and very exciting. It's a project I'm working on to expand the brand of In My Own Words, and I'll make sure to keep everyone updated about it, but I've got to be pretty tight-lipped about this, so just sit on the edge of your seats a little bit longer. Also, in that same announcement page, I hinted at two full episodes coming out. This episode you're listening to actually is not one of those episodes. So you have two more episodes to look forward to. And I'm working on those, and they'll be ready very soon. So it's very busy over here at In My Own Words. And about this episode, I'll be using some music in this episode. That's right. The episode about The Weeknd will feature a good bit of music. Which means this episode might not be permanent. So you're going to need to tell everyone you know about this episode. Everyone needs to listen because it might go away at some point. Though this entire episode will fall under fair use, and I'm allowed to use the music as I am commenting on it, the record label might see differently. And you see, I am not as powerful as a multi-million dollar business located in California. So if they request anything, I will cave. Now that you've been warned, let's get into the story of After Hours by The Weeknd. Or, as his real name is pronounced, Abel Tesfaye. After Hours is Abel's exploration into problematic areas and terrible lifestyle decisions that he has made, and coming to terms and coming to grips with the fact that he is most likely and very likely the cause of most of his own emotional turmoil. In his earlier albums, he often talks about how one day he will be famous, one day he'll live in California, and that's the only goal that he has, whereas After Hours consists of regret and realizing that his life has changed, first because of the women around him, second because of the drugs that he has been given, third because of living in California and the lifestyle of LA and Las Vegas. Finally, he realizes the reason he is alone again is because of himself and his own areas in which he needs significant growth. And the album consists of songs in which he turmoil. And the album consists of songs where he is juggling back and forth between himself and another cause of why this could be. And he even brings out those braggadocious track numbers such as Heartless and Blinding Lights, where it seems like he believes he is this hero character. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anything tying him down. It's almost a cowboy style anti-hero. But then you will get to the bridges in many of the songs and some of the more somber songs, similar to Faith or Save Your Tears, in which he reflects on the fact that he is very much at fault for a lot of his relationship and business woes, and oftentimes some of his medical woes regarding a lot of the drugs that he's taken. I'm not necessarily going to focus so much on the strict music of the album, because with this theme overarching, it would get repetitive to play a song and then comment on it and say, oh, well, Abel's saying that at first when his girlfriend kicked him out, she was horrible. And then after doing a lot of drugs, Abel thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have cheated on her. And that's what a lot of the songs are kind of about. That doesn't mean they're not total bangers, but really, they can get repetitive. I would rather like to focus on the music video series that was released throughout late 2019 to now early 2021 and show how there is this storyline that progresses throughout those music videos following a central character and this character's downward spiral into becoming a villain and sort of the elements that were within this production and some of the symbolic elements and how the songs, given the storyline that they are played over and how where they relate a little bit. Because a lot of people have seen the Blinding Lights music video, and that's the only introduction they had to that character. And then all of a sudden, last week, boom, he shows up in the Super Bowl, and you're kind of confused at where all these head bandages came from, and what's going on, and what does all of this have to do with Selena Gomez? Now, I do want to touch quickly with making that quick joke. I'm not going to cover those little details that were placed in the videos to hint at some kind of tabloid drama. That's not what this podcast is. If you want to hear the juicy details on how Abel had a total zinger against Selena Gomez in his latest music video, you're going to have to go somewhere else because, quite frankly, that stuff is just silly to me, and I don't really care. So let's move on real quick to my first point, which is going to be the less fun part of this podcast. We're going to get to the more fun parts. Don't worry. First point that I'm going to cover is simply what the story is within the album that Abel created. And it's important to note really quick something about the name of this character that I will refer to as The Weeknd. And I'll refer to the human side and the very real side and grounded side of this character as Abel throughout the rest of this podcast. Because these two characters do fight back and forth with each other. A great way to think of it is The Weeknd is the self-destructive devil on your shoulder character, and Abel is the human who has a good heart and is genuinely trying his best and wants to grow as a person and learn from his mistakes and not make those same mistakes again and again. But he struggles with his personal demon, The Weeknd, which is bringing him down. A quick note on the spelling also. The spelling across After Hours, The Weeknd, it gets rid of that final E. And something I noticed from one interpretation of this music is it creates a phonetic mirroring to The Weeknd spelled W-E-A-K-E-N-D. Almost as if after all these years, he's no longer the strong, braggadocious hip-hop R&B singer that he used to be. He's now destroyed himself to a point where he doesn't even know who he is. The album follows The Weeknd character with the opening track Alone Again. It follows his character as he is partying in Vegas and he just can't be alone again, and he ends up going to wild parties and doing a lot of hard drugs, and then while he is overdosing, he has flashbacks to what led him to this point. The following songs are sometimes the flashback themselves and sometimes his commentary about this flashback as he sits in the back of an ambulance. This kind of storytelling style can be a little confusing, but it makes a lot of sense when you listen to the album from beginning to end. And it follows this sort of regretful story of The Weeknd's life leading up to this point and how Abel was overtaken by this character, The Weeknd, that wanted to be this partying lifestyle, wanted to have all of this prowess and is this superiority within the music industry until the destructive behavior started to catch up to him, to his relationship, to his health, and eventually leaving him alone again. This also references several previous albums in which he doesn't want to be alone, so he will find a woman just to be with because he can't stand being with himself, being alone with this weekend character that tempts him to live in this darker lifestyle. Now, let's get to those music videos, because that's really what we're all here for, right? Our first video up. Now, I would like to give a brief warning and a parental advisory that I am going to be playing this music intermittently throughout the podcast, and I would just like to say that Abel doesn't always use the cleanest language, and maybe I don't agree with that language. That doesn't matter. We're going to progress forward here, so you have been warned. If harsh language is offensive to you in this musical way, please get off here. Now, the first music video released in December of 2019 is Heartless. Let's roll. Heartless opens in a very similar way to the thematic story of the album, where you meet this weekend character clad in the typical red jacket and oversized sunglasses arriving at a casino. And he is enamored with this party lifestyle, and he completely loses himself within this party world, and you see him spiral slowly, step by step, and the night progresses throughout the video to get worse and worse. A lot of these music videos revolve around this one night in which the weekend completely overtakes Abel, destroying him down to the point where he becomes a Joker-like megalomaniac villain. Now, as this video moves on through the night, we will see that he takes harder and harder drugs until eventually a hallucination overtakes him, and we see flashing images, a lot of them hinting at the future music videos to come. And then we get his well-known run down the Las Vegas Strip, where he is running panicked, his face beaten and bloody, away from a threat that we don't see yet. It will quickly jump back to where everything's fine, the party's going great, and all is good. And it's a quick production note, all of these music videos throughout the rest of this podcast will have points in them in which the music cuts out, and the story takes front stage. We see that the music will fade or distort, and it's almost as if Abel is breaking through this weekend persona, quite literally breaking the fourth wall throughout these videos, usually during moments of extreme panic or extreme sadness. And these points are also where the sunglasses are removed. This is a moment in which we first see that the sunglasses equate to the villainous weekend character. And it's a little detail in this first video, but it is accentuated later on in the storyline. Now, before we progress, I want to make a quick note here. The music videos were not released chronologically with this story, oftentimes having details that were shocking and rather abrupt, and then a little nugget would be dropped maybe halfway through, maybe at the end, to indicate where they line up in this timeline. And the timeline is not perfect. There are gaps, which can be expected from music videos released throughout a year. But it lines up relatively well. And at some points, certain music videos will take place during other music videos. And this is one of those cases. Heartless begins with the storyline beginning. That is a true chronological beginning. However, a lot of, I guess, story beats happen during the montages within the Heartless music video. Now, one incident that is important to bring up is there is a scene in which he is alone in this spa-like atmosphere. It almost looks like a temple in one of the casino hotels. And he is holding a toad in his hand. He has no sunglasses on. It is obviously Abel, and he looks like he is weighing the odds of what he's about to do. You can see him looking around the room. You can see him looking down, and there's almost this trapped expression on his face. And then he puts the sunglasses on, confidently licks the toad, and as a result, hallucinations take over. And it is during this bad trip that a lot of the darker incidents I just alluded to will happen. it will spiral out of control and lead him down a very dark path. All because, as he says during the bridge of this song, he knows deep down that he's the reason that the relationship he is running from fell apart. He knows that he was unfaithful, and he has a problem with this party lifestyle that has completely overtaken and dominated his life. And with that regret, he dives into this drug lifestyle and watches from afar, almost, as he becomes this terrible character that he never really wanted to be. And he watches as horrendous acts are acted out right before his eyes, and eventually he winds up in trouble with the law, or presumably the mob. It's a little vague throughout the storyline, but he is chased, and this unknown threat chasing him, it has driven him to panic. And that's when we catch up right at the end, as he's coming down from this high. He's running through the Vegas Strip in that very well-known image, with a bloodied nose and busted up face and dark eyes, and he is fleeing some threat, and it has scared him to his core. Part of that is that he feels weak in this moment. Part of that, he understands that he is at fault for all of this. And another part of that is he's scared of himself. He's scared of what he's become during this trip while he's running away from his problems. And then just as quick as we see that, of course, the music video will cut back to when they arrived and when he feels on top of the world, like he's in total control. And there's this emotional dichotomy in a lot of these videos, which accentuates a lot of the themes in the album, where he can go from feeling on top of the world down to feeling just in the valley and as low as he can be, full of self-regret, which mirrors a lot of the addictive themes within the album, about how he will vacillate so far from being so remorseful and so loyal and such a good person, all the way to almost being as villainous as the most psychotic killers you could imagine. From a production standpoint, a lot of these music videos, more so later on in this timeline, will mirror famous film scenes featuring famous anti-hero characters who are acting villainous. One will be the Joker. He will often recreate shots from many iterations of the Joker in film. He will recreate specific shots from the 2019 Joker film, which I talked about. So we're almost coming full circle here. And he will almost create this image of himself as being so horrible you could never root for him. And that seems to also be part of this theme of vacillating so far, not finding this middle ground where he can genuinely grow, because a fictional villain can't grow. The Joker can never become the hero. He will always be a villain, and recreating himself as the Joker almost adds to that hopeless despair that Abel is falling victim to. And this weekend character will grow more and more villainous, and to the point where the effect that this character has on others will create this villainous disease. And it's real interesting how, hand in hand with the destructive lifestyle and the hedonism of the modern entertainment industry, will also take advantage of the weakness and relative naivete of young Abel Tesfaye arriving in L.A. for the first time. And that's heartless, and that sets us up for success down the way here and now. During that bad trip of Heartless, the next chronological event to happen is, well, you guessed it, the moment we've all been waiting for, Blinding Lights. Blinding Lights doesn't add a lot to the storyline of these music videos, but it does add some key details during that wild trip that The Weeknd was having and experiencing. You get more details on what led to the eventual threat that could be chasing after our good friend Abel. You see, during a lot of the experiences that Abel is a part of, he is pursuing, would be a good word for it, this singer in a club that he finds attractive. And this is part of that hedonistic party boy lifestyle that he is regretting. And during the entire performance indoors, the Weeknd has donned those dark glasses, which are again symbolic of this the personal demon that Abel is struggling with. We will see him be lifted in the air almost magically by this woman's voice. And this is a great interpretation of how he feels he is completely a victim of this. This woman is beautiful and he just can't help himself, but again, cheat on his girlfriend. And this is part of that struggling with who really is at fault here and what is the key problem. You see, that woman did not force Abel to levitate into the air. It's almost as if the Weeknd character is overtaking and manipulating these videos that we are watching, trying to falsely communicate with us. That is a key thing that you're going to need to keep in mind, all right? Get your pen out and stick it in the board. We're going to put a pin in that and come back to that later, because that concept of us being a participant in this deceiving nature that the Weeknd has is something we're going to need to dig into a little bit down the road. We also see at one point while driving, he falls into a fearful state in which the trip starts to wear off. And the music, of course, drops down, gets distorted, and then kicks back in real quick right after. We see, most importantly, though, at the end of the video is why it's necessary in the timeline. When the sun is rising, the drugs have worn off, the women are gone, and Abel is left alone. He's standing on a bridge, the sunglasses are gone, and there he is, just alone with himself. He is, as that old opening track states, alone again. After all that he has done and all that we will talk about as this podcast goes on, after all of that, he is again alone. He hasn't found the root cause. And enlightenment strikes him as he sits there thinking about what he's done, and he realizes that he is the villain. He comes to terms with that. He has reached a breaking point. He knows that he is this villainous character that has brought destruction everywhere he has gone. And I wouldn't exactly call it contentment, but it's almost complacency. It's a interesting few shots where he sits there thinking about what he's done, and he smiles, but it's almost a remorseful smile. It's the smile of someone who knows that he's the villain. He's a monster, and there's nothing he can do about it. And it's a rather sad few seconds of footage, because we see a man who is completely broken in the bright daylight and realizes that he's the problem. And this would be where in the normal story arc of an anti-hero, they're faced with a choice. Every anti-hero is faced in a pinnacle moment where they can choose to be a villain or choose to be a hero. While they may not be a perfect hero, that choice determines their path. And this is his moment. And as he sits on that bridge, walking around sometimes, looking at cars, seeing them drive by, never focusing on anything, never going anywhere with his life, he can obviously be seen weighing the odds. And unfortunately, since he can't stand to be alone again, he chooses to be the villain. He lets the Weeknd take over, and Abel gets in the back seat, metaphorically speaking. Now, that moment does come in our next great music video that we will cover, and I would not call this a music video. In fact, it doesn't call itself a music video. It is the After Hours short film. It is a compelling 5 minutes of footage that when you first watch it makes no sense at all, and it looks like the film equivalent of gibberish. However, it fits in a precise point in the timeline, and it is the key to understanding the storyline as a whole. So, what happens in the After Hours short film.
My darkest hours, girl, I felt so alone inside of this crowded room. Different curls on the floor distracting my thoughts to you. I turn into the man I used to be.
Details of the After Hours short film, I should mention that canonically, a real-life performance takes place within this fictional universe. That performance is the Jimmy Kimmel performance of Blinding Lights. During that performance, the Savior Tears performance takes place within his head. Now, see, we're getting a little complicated here. The Savior Tears performance doesn't come until a few weeks ago. It wasn't released until right at the beginning of 2021. We'll get to where that fits in down the road. And the Savior Tears, quote-unquote, performance takes place within its own vacuum, almost. However, there is a quick clip at the beginning of the After Hours short film that allows that to connect right in. Well, the After Hours short film opens with a red glow and then a zoom out of Abel's eye. We see the studio audience. We see Jimmy Kimmel walk up and say it was very good and that's great. And then he walks off stage. The way this ties into real life is that in the real life Jimmy Kimmel performance, he was bandaged up with the bloody nose and the black eyes, and he had all of that makeup on. And it confused people at the time, yes, but when you see the After Hours short film, which was released, I believe, a few weeks after that performance, you see where it ties into the greater story. And it also acts as an album name drop, which is always good to do, and it's very promotional, so it's a great thing to do. Well, we see Abel leaving this performance, beat up after the events of the Heartless music video and the Blinding Lights music video. We see that he is in another music video, don't worry. We'll get to it. We see him walk down a road and he gets into the subway station. He begins screaming. He's hearing parts of his other songs come into his head and some parts of the After Hours song itself, but no lyrics. And he's screaming, he's in pain, inner turmoil has overtaken him. And we see him quite literally, when he brings the glasses out, puts the sunglasses on, his world turns upside down. He slides down the floor as if he's being dragged along by an invisible force, and we see him going crazy almost. We see a lot of the same images that were in other previous montages to allow it to connect very well with this universe. And then we see a very shocking scene of the Weeknd character with the glasses on standing in an elevator by himself. The elevator doors open. A man and woman enter the elevator. The camera slowly zooms in on the Weeknd's face as the doors close. And then, in the most epileptic way possible, After Hours appears on screen. That's the short film. It seems strange and it doesn't really do a lot to stand on its own or really even show you what the song is. However, it really does connect the first chronological part and the second chronological part of this storyline, because the second part is riddled with just bizarre incidents happening within them. It's also arguable at this point that from this moment forward in the timeline, nothing can be trusted. We don't know what's real. We don't know what's a hallucination. We don't really know how much we can trust that we're seeing. And as later videos will prove, we don't know how much of this is the fictional character of the Weeknd showing us to try and convey that he is this big bad villain that can't be beat, mirroring almost our own personal demons and trying to weaken us. So there's a lot of ways to interpret the two types of videos here, because from this point on in the timeline, all of the music videos that take place after those elevator doors close have a warning at the beginning of them about extreme graphic violence and disturbing content, and they take full advantage of that. Let me tell you, the videos that take place after that moment are shocking with the brutality that The Weeknd will dish out on unsuspecting people, or the brutality practiced upon him. And it is outlandish to the point where you might think it doesn't really fit with the Heartless and Blinding Lights music video, and even that fun little bleed over into the real life Jimmy Kimmel performance. How can these two really synergize? And one view would be that once those glasses were put on and there was a full relapse and mental breakdown, that Abel became this horrible monster, that it's a reflection, an artistic reflection of how he became this horrible monster to escape his own feelings of inadequacy. Or it's an artistic take that this Weeknd character is putting on for us, where he is displaying how evil and vile he is so that Abel will be too weak to overpower him and he'll never win. You have ruined your life too much, so you can never fix it. You can never grow out of this. Which we can tell from the storyline that in the album, Abel shows signs that he can grow and move forward. In the music videos, well, not so much. And that's After Hours. The next music video is an incredibly confusing watch because it's made for a relatively short song, a type of song that almost acts as a bridge from one song to another on the album. It's the music video for Until I Bleed Out. Now, before we dive into this song, remember that this takes place during the events of Heartless and Blinding Lights. During that night, at a point when the drugs have worn off a little bit but are still very much present, where Abel is just lucid enough to break through, we follow him as he goes to a party to meet a very beautiful young lady whose relationship to Abel is unknown at this time. I don't know if she represented someone in Abel's real life. I don't know if this lady represented someone in the timeline here that I may have missed. But he arrives at this party, and things don't really go as planned. Let's talk about Until I Bleed Out. Until I Bleed Out is a relatively short song, therefore a relatively short music video. All we see is Abel, without the glasses, but his face already a little bit damaged, sitting in this party where he sees the beautiful young lady that I mentioned earlier. While at this party, he makes eye contact with this lady. And that's about all that's very clear from the events that we see, because the center of this party is on a spinning platform. So the world is spinning around his head, and this can be seen as a metaphor where the world is spinning around Abel. He has no control. He's lost all control, and this may be symbolic of his last chance to gain any kind of what he perceives as happiness, maybe what he perceives as control, some kind of solid rock that he can cling to that will give him peace, allow him to rest, because this video is very chaotic, and it's almost difficult to watch how chaotic it is. After approaching this lady, we see a lot of angry bodyguard types begin to assault Abel and attack him and beat him up. And that's why we get the shots in Heartless and Blinding Lights of these bodyguard types chasing after him or throwing him out. We see that he is given the additional injuries, which we witnessed in the live Jimmy Kimmel performance and later on in the After Hours video and intermittently in the Heartless and Blinding Lights videos, and this kind of fills in and wraps up the Abel storyline. That's where any moment, any goodness is defeated in Abel at this point, because he had his last shot, and then it's done. What's interesting is that he chose this song and this video to be even added into the storyline, and this shows where Abel is clearly regretting his actions. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this show, that The album takes place in the head of Abel as he's ODing in a party at Vegas. And he wants to get back with the girlfriend that he lost. And he wants to get back to this girl and say he's sorry for everything he's done. And she says she's sorry for everything she's done. And they are able to get back together and everything be fine. And I believe this video is that point. It's the point where he wants to get back with her. He wants to fix this relationship, but he's too far. He's too far gone. And this also correlates with some lines in several songs on this album that she already has another man. She has someone else in her life already. And that could show where those bodyguard types came from. This was his last stitch effort to fix his life until he throws it all away again. This can also take place right before that toad-looking scene in Heartless to almost be the catalyst that pushes him over the edge to do hard drugs and sort of just throw care to the wind and become this villainous character that we see. And we'll pick up with that storyline coming up here in one of the most fun music videos, but one of the darkest music videos. Up next is one of my personal favorites from this album, In Your Eyes.
I just pretend.
In Your Eyes opens right where the After Hours film left off. We see the elevator doors begin to close, and The Weeknd pulls out a very large kitchen knife. We then hear a lot of screams, and it is clear in this video that The Weeknd is playing a 1980s style slasher villain, something I'm sure the real life Abel really enjoyed. And you can kind of pick that up. You can kind of tell when you're watching this video that all of the actors are having a blast recreating a 1980s horror film. After the doors open, the woman runs out screaming for her life, trying to call someone on a payphone while The Weeknd slowly approaches from the fog, walking with the large bloodied knife. Then we see her run through the city. It's your typical slasher film chase sequence. We then see some cutaways of her dancing in a crowded nightclub. This becomes important later on. At one point, he chases her down an alleyway. She runs down some stairs, panicking. She runs into where this underground club is. She's now, at this point, covered in what you could perceive as possibly her boyfriend's blood, and she's begging for help from someone, anyone. Everyone is too focused on this music, too focused on having fun, having immediate pleasure in the moment to care about the threat that this woman is experiencing. She can't get anyone to break away from their dance. She looks up, and in the rafters above her is the evil Weeknd character. She runs into the back of this building, finds a lot of pipes and what you'd expect in such a, I don't know, a Nightmare on Elm Street setting. Well, she's running around there looking for something that can help her. She finds an axe that she can use in case of emergency. She breaks that glass and picks up the fireman's axe. We then get the sequence where she is walking defensively, gripping this axe as The Weeknd stalks her from behind and sneaks up on her. She spins around, swings the axe, and chops his head completely off. Blood, of course, shoots everywhere. His head rolls onto the ground. She picks it up. She begins dancing, almost celebratory, but then returns to the club with this head. She is now mesmerized with the music and joins everyone dancing. No one, of course, phasing at the fact that she is dancing with a severed head. And this is where those shots from earlier came in, where you see her dancing. They just didn't show the head at that time. She dances with the head and is so enamored with the physical beauty of the Weeknd character, who is still wearing those glasses, identifying that as the head of the Weeknd character. That's important for the symbolism of this storyline. We see that this Weeknd character has been slain, and she is so enamored with this beauty of this hedonistic, destructive villain that she, of course, begins kissing the severed head, and that's some of that disturbing content. And if that makes you uncomfortable, buckle up, because we're not done with this ride quite yet. You see, the next music video was enough to sufficiently disturb me and upset me, and I've seen a lot of horror films. Well, this continues along that horror storyline into the realm of the absurd. Let's talk about Too Late.
It's way too late to save our souls, babe. Oh, it's way too late. Baby, on my own. I've made mistakes. I did you wrong, babe.
Too Late can be summarized very quickly. There are these two women. They find the severed head of the Weeknd. They call over a male dancer. They kill the male dancer. They chop his head off. They then sew the Weeknd's head on that body. And then those two women proceed to perform adult activities with this Frankenstein corpse that they now have. And after that, I decided I needed to wash my eyes out with bleach. And just start going to church more, you know, start reading the Bible more, you know. Really, I kind of work on myself and really recover from what I had just witnessed. But let's move past the absurdity and the grisly horror, because believe me, it was quite grisly. They spared no expense with the special effects. We can see a couple key details. This is a big moment in the storyline because the two women are wearing bandages on their face. The now iconic bandages for the Weeknd's storyline and a lot of the themes. They're incredibly vapid women who have gotten several plastic surgeries, and they begin this music video talking about how this time, this surgery will look great. They're going to look beautiful. And it takes place in their Hollywood mansion. It's very clear that these women are completely a part of that LA culture. This video also takes place in LA. An interesting mention, considering the prior video in the timeline ended taking place in Las Vegas. So at some point, that head ended up in LA. Now, this is also a good point of the show where I should mention more videos can be coming out and things could change within this story, because there are several points where there are some time gaps and areas that could have details filled in. Now, back to Too Late. During the time in which they are enjoying themselves with this severed head, the severed head, of course, has the sunglasses on. This is the Weeknd character. Also, we can see that they are watching old music videos. This old music video is the Weeknd character singing Too Late. And we can see that that is most likely the life that Abel had that made him famous at the beginning of all of this. And those videos show the sequined red jacket that he's also become famous for, and that's the first appearance of it. He's been wearing just that simple cloth matte red jacket during all of these videos. And the fictional music videos that the girls are watching, they are obsessed with. And this is a key theme to this entire story. It's that this fictional Weeknd character also has this power of forcing others to denigrate themselves by becoming a part of this Hollywood entertainment culture, which mirrors a lot of the themes in the actual album itself. And the presence of this the Weeknd monstrous villain almost pushes these women to also murder someone. And they are so obsessed with this music that it drives them, and it in an insatiable desire to have this weekend character for themselves. These women are really unnamed, and they don't necessarily take any other part in this story. And that's why Thule stands on its own, as well as the next video and the final in this storyline so far. Save your tears.
Save your tears for another day.
Save Your Tears is my personal favorite song by The Weeknd. It's definitely a jam. It's got a great message. Some of the song's lyrics have to do with those silly tabloid jabs at the Grammys or other artists, and the music video itself is fascinating. You see, before the music video, The Weeknd in real life performed a live show of Save Your Tears, in which he was wearing the stereotype getup. However, he had bandages on his head, the same bandages that the two psychotic women had in the previous video. This confused a lot of people. People were wondering if he was all right. People were wondering what happened, because they'd also seen, a few months prior, he had performed on Jimmy Kimmel with a busted nose and black eyes. So they were wondering if he was getting work done to fix some kind of injury that had happened. Abel then releases on his Instagram page a picture of horribly botched plastic surgery on his face, in which many people in meme culture compared him to handsome Squidward in SpongeBob. His cheekbones were absurdly large, his lips bruised and massive from botched lip work. His nose had been enlarged and misshapen from a botched nose job. His chin and jawline were grotesquely huge, and it was a shocking image, and he didn't really say anything about it. Everyone speculated that he had a botched plastic surgery job. Shortly after this, the Save Your Tears music video was released, as well as the information that this plastic surgery was prosthetic. The music video opens on a performance, the Save Your Tears performance, in which in this kind of swanky-looking club with masked patrons, center stage is The Weeknd performing Save Your Tears with this horrible plastic surgery. The masked figures all watch, unmoving and unfazed by the performance, until we see one young lady where the light centers right on her. The Weeknd brings her on stage. Behind him, he's holding a gun. He pulls the gun out when the light's cut, places it on his forehead, with the woman's hand wrapped around the trigger. She screams out of shock. The Weeknd grabs her hand and forces her to pull the trigger. Allegedly. It's never shown. The lights change. The room becomes red. The Weeknd stands tall. And we are implied that this could be him arriving in hell after dying. At this point, he gives in to acting like the Joker, when Jack Nicholson played him, recreating some famous scenes, walking on the table, pointing the gun, and mocking to shoot other people. He stands at the stage at the climax of the song, holds the gun to his head in a shot-for-shot image from Birdman, that movie, which is thematically important, and then when he pulls the trigger, confetti shoots out. He sits dazed, smiling. The audience roars in applause, and all we hear is the applause for a while. The lights fade, and all that's left is the red glow on the wall behind him. The same red glow that appears at the beginning of the After Hours short film. As a result, we can assume that Save Your Tears takes place within the head of Abel as he sings in the real world on Jimmy Kimmel. It's really weird. But we can assume that when he's performing, in his mind, the images that are playing out in the Save Your Tears music video are symbolic of his emotional state, in which Abel has disfigured himself, has changed himself into a monster to please crowds of faceless people who don't really care. And in fact, only cheer when he plays out a suicide. it's important to note that during this video, he's never wearing any glasses. The sunglasses are not present. This is all Abel. This is our protagonist in this story. And this is where Abel finally falls apart. We then see the emotional breakdown in the real world in the After Hours short film, in which the Weeknd character takes over and becomes a complete villain and is highly destructive. And an important set of events to note here is that when he gives the gun to this lady, she does not want to shoot him, but he forces her hand. This is part of Abel realizing he may be blaming her. He is trying to blame her for what's happening to him, but it's his fault. He forced her hand. And that is symbolic of the fictional woman that kicked all of this off at the beginning of all of these videos, in the Heartless video that broke up with him, and he began a downward spiral. And that is where we leave off our poor, poor friend Abel. And don't feel too bad, because he had his fun little comeback at the Super Bowl halftime performance. And this was not necessarily fully within the universe of this album, but definitely the latter half, in which the bandaged replicants of the Weeknd are running everywhere and eventually on the field. As we can see, those bandaged replicants almost symbolize all the various parts of Abel that are destructive, that he tried to change for the Hollywood system. He tried to be this way. They are chaotic, and they have no order to themselves. They are just emotion. That's all they are. Emotion, fear, addiction. But we see Abel leading the charge and in complete control, singing the songs that he wrote and were shown as music videos, symbolizing this destructive lifestyle, but in complete control of his demons, in complete control of all that he is scared of, and rising to the top and ending one of the worst years of this entire country, in complete control of the darkness within. And the Weeknd wrapped up one of the worst years for this country, for my family, for probably your family. Wrapped up that entire garbage fire of a year by singing one of the biggest hits of the year, Blinding Lights, showing that he's gone from being some deadbeat in Vegas to being center stage at the Super Bowl. My name is Wes Young. This has been In My Own Words. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at IMOW Podcast. And have a good weekend.
Sleep until I feel your touch.